You want to know me, you want to see my face. I do not age with time, I do not fit into space.
Welcome back to World Library Podcast, the official podcast of World Library Publications. I am Larry Van Mersbergen, Marketing Specialist at WLP. Today is our special Los Angeles Religious Education Conference episode. Our opening song was God Is by Danielle Rose. I had a chance to catch up with Danielle after her performance at LA Congress. Danielle Rose is a 2002 graduate of the University of Notre Dame. At the age of 17, she traveled to Delhi, India to volunteer with Mother Teresa's Missionaries of Charity. This experience gave her a desire to serve the poorest of the poor by offering her gift of music as a means of alleviating the spiritual poverty of America. Her debut album, Defining Beauty, was released in 2001 by World Library Publications. Here is my conversation with Danielle. I'm talking with Danielle Rose, one of the first contemporary artists with World Library Publications. Hi, Danielle. It's good to see you.
Good to see you too, Larry.
Thank you so much. We just heard her perform at LA Congress. We are here with her. And she has a very unique story, and her journey is quite amazing. Your first album with World Library was Defining Beauty. Where did that idea come from?
It came from kind of my journey of falling in love with God, knowing that God was truly existed, and finding that that God was the one that defined everything that was truly beautiful. So that was where the title came from. Defining Beauty is that God's the one who does that. And then you want to touch that microphone, Agnes? Yeah. That's a pretty special microphone. Does God show us what's beautiful, Agnes? And then when we see that beauty, do we know that he exists and that he's real? That he loves us?
Absolutely. Your big hit on the album was God Is. Where was the inspiration for that?
The inspiration was that, for that, just kind of just thinking about all the different ways that I had come to encounter God's presence in a way that helped reveal the truth of his love and presence in my life. And so it's kind of just a litany of different images.
Fantastic. It's a wonderful song. Still very popular iTunes download for us,
so
we're very happy for that. I'm going to skip to your last album with us was Pursue Me.
Yes.
So that's kind of the last one we have with your journey. Tell us about that one.
That album is all about kind of the journey of surrendering in discernment with God's will. Each one of us goes through lots of stages in our life of discernment, but that was particularly about kind of that step of discerning our vocation in the religious life. And so I recorded right before I entered the convent, where I spent about 2.5 years in discernment, and then discerned that it wasn't God's will for me to make final vows there, that he wanted me to step out in faith and keep following him, discovering what that was, and ended up ultimately being the vocation of marriage.
That's fantastic. You can get all of Danielle Rose's albums at voicesisone.com and at wlpmusic.com. Thank you so much, Danielle. It's great to see you.
Thank you, Larry. God bless you.
God bless you. As you may have heard in the background, my next guest is Lorraine Hess. Lorraine Hess is a singer, songwriter, and music minister born and raised in New Orleans, Louisiana. She grew up in a family of jazz and Cajun musicians, and her writing is strongly influenced by her New Orleans heritage. She is a graduate of Louisiana State University, and she is currently pursuing her master's degree in pastoral studies at Loyola University Institute for Ministry in New Orleans. She has served the church in music since the age of 16, and she is the music ministry director at Divine Mercy Parish in Kenner, Louisiana. Her latest album with World Library is As I Pray. Here is my conversation with Lorraine Hess. Hi, welcome back to the podcast. I'm here at LA Congress, and with me now is Lorraine Hess. Hi, Lorraine.
Hi, Larry.
And Lorraine has been with World Library for several years. Her album is called As I Pray. So we're going to talk about a couple of the songs on the album. So tell me about the title track, As I Pray.
The title track is As I Pray, of course, and it's a song that I wrote about when we pray, how we need to take the good things that happen to us to our Lord and the bad things, and that sometimes Jesus just wants to hear the sound of our voice. And so we just talk to him constantly. It's just about having conversation with Jesus. And so I put it as the first track on the album because it's a kind of song that can start your prayer time. and you could pray it directly to Jesus when you sing this song. So that's kind of how I wrote it, and I often start my own prayer time with that song.
So how did the album come about?
All of the songs on the As I Pray album were written during my time in adoration. And so I wanted this particular album to be something that people could use for their own prayer time. So all of the songs are written in the first person. You know, we write a lot of liturgical music about we celebrate, we pray. This is I. Create a clean heart in me, O God. To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul. They're just songs that you can use as personal prayer time. And it's like right under 30 minutes, so people can use it to drive to work, to run on a treadmill, to just sit in their quiet prayer space, maybe at home, and use that time as their prayer time.
Wow, fantastic. So tell me, what inspired you to be a liturgical musician?
You know, I went to St. Mary's Dominican High School in New Orleans, and it was a wonderful high school. And that's where I fell in love with liturgical music. And there was just an outstanding faculty. The liturgies were outstanding. And, you know, as a little kid, I kind of learned my prayers and I learned the rituals. But it was at Dominican High School where I learned how to pray. And it just opened up the world of music for me. So I was singing, I was playing the piano, but the liturgical music at this particular school really inspired me to start serving at my church. So at the age of 16, I began singing in a youth choir and then joined an adult choir after college and have been pretty much in music ministry for over 30 years now.
Fantastic. And just something out of curiosity, how does it feel to be on Pandora?
My kids say that puts me on the map. I don't know if that puts me on the map or not, but it is interesting to see on Pandora. You know what's really interesting is to see what type of artists that it connects me with.
Right.
Because
right.
Then I go to their music and see, because I'm more likely to be interested in their music.
That's fantastic. And one of my personal favorites of one of your songs is Soul of Christ. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that one.
You know, I was a cradle Catholic, and I was praying the 19th annotation for St. Ignatius of Loyola's spiritual exercises. And we were praying that Soul of Christ Anima Christi prayer for several weeks. And I thought to myself, how am I a cradle Catholic and I've never heard this prayer before? And it really touched me. And it was just that phrase of inebriate me, that the body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ should inebriate us. Mm-hmm. It should just take us over such that we have no control, that we just are completely filled with the body and blood of our Lord. And so I wrote a song on that, and I just was amazed that it was a 1,500-year-old prayer that so many of our young people, and even people in my generation, and I'm not young, but in my generation just didn't know this beautiful 1,500-year-old prayer. And so I wrote it in such a way that it's easy to sing. You don't even need a worship aid for it. And I've used it with children. I've used it with adults. I've used it with women's retreats. I've used it at an Ignatian retreat that I do every year, the music for. And it has just been my go-to communion song in every type of arena where I'm singing Catholic music.
Fantastic. Our guest is Lorraine Hess. Her album, As I Pray, is available on iTunes, Amazon Music, at WLPmusic.com, and Voices is One. And don't forget to subscribe to her Pandora channel and give a thumbs up to Lorraine Hess. Thank you so much, Lorraine, for talking to us today.
Thanks, Larry.
Soul of Christ, oh, sanctify me. Body of Christ, save me. Blood of Christ, inebriate me.
My next guest is Noel Garcia. Noel is a Catholic recording artist and speaker, traveling throughout the country to spread the word of God through her own witness and music. She has over 10 years of experience in ministry and has a passion for sharing with others the fact that we are all wonderfully made in the image and likeness of God. The lack of this knowledge causes us to question our purpose and even our existence, which is why this message is at the center of her mission. Here is my conversation with Noel Garcia.
Hello, and welcome back to the podcast. I am now sitting down with my guest, Noel Garcia. Hey, Noel, how are you?
I'm great, Larry. How are you?
Great. Tell me, how did you get started with World Library Publications?
Well, I actually got started through another one of your artists, John Angotti. He was my music director back in Memphis. And he knew me when I was about 15 or 16 and started giving me opportunities to play for masses. And eventually we started co-writing songs together. And during one of the NPM conferences in Grand Rapids, John asked me if I would like to meet the World Library staff. And so I said, sure, I would love to. He said, bring your music. I'd like to make that connection for you. And I did, and we hit it off, and that was the rest is history.
Oh, that's great. Let me go one step further back. What got you involved in liturgical music?
Well, I actually had a very profound experience when I was 15 years old. I was considering suicide. I really struggled with my self-image, with feeling a lack of love in my life, and my relationship with God was very strained. I basically hated him because I didn't feel he was answering any of my prayers. And I took that out on myself physically, started cutting, getting very depressed. And my mom made me go to a religious retreat, and I hated her for it, but she made me go. And the very first talk was about chastity, and I said, well, that's not going to apply to me. I'm never going to get a boyfriend. And I've got four kids with my husband.
So that worked out.
And so, yes, that worked out. But then the second talk, the speaker really talked about the passion of Christ, everything from the agony in the garden all the way to the crucifixion. And he didn't just talk about our Lord's physical pain. He talked about his emotional pain, of feeling abandoned, of feeling lonely, of being betrayed. And all of those feelings were very synonymous with what I was going through during that time. So a big key component of that retreat was the music. The music ministered to me where I was at in a very powerful way. So when I left from that experience, I had been taking piano lessons for a while, and I wanted to use that in some way for the church after I had this encounter with the Lord that changed my life, frankly. And so somebody invited me to be part of a praise and worship band that was going to play for the very first Youth 2000 in Memphis. And I did, and I was hooked. From then on, I said, I want to use my gifts in some way to serve the Lord. And I tried to be faithful to that in all of the little things. And eventually that connected me with John, and then I had an outlet to use those gifts within the church.
Fantastic. One of your albums is called Meet Me Where I Am. Tell me about that album. How did that come together?
Sure. Well, Meet Me Where I Am, the title track of the song and really the focus of this piece was the focus on that conversion point, that God meets us exactly where we are. And one of my favorite scripture passages is when Mary Magdalene and the other Mary find that the tomb is empty, and they're greeted by the angel, and the angel says, you know, go. He's not here. You guys, you got to go meet him in Galilee. So they head out on their way, and Jesus meets them on their way. He doesn't wait for them to get there and find him. He meets them on their way. Mm-hmm. And in every stage of my life, whether I felt very far from God or very close to him, he meets me exactly where I am. And so that whole focus of the album is on that God meets us where we are. There's a song called Serenity, you know, that's based on the Serenity Prayer that, again, you know, is focused on this aspect of God meeting us right where we are. And that album was the first one that I did with World Library and recorded with Kevin Page, and even John Angotti sings a song with me on that album as well.
Fantastic. It's actually one of my favorite songs of yours.
Oh, great.
You also have another album called Set the World on Fire.
Yeah.
Tell me about that song.
So that album actually was born from an interview that I had with CNN Latino in America with Soledad O'Brien. They happened to find my song called My Child from the album Meet
Yes,
Me Where I Am.
Yes.
That's specifically about overcoming depression through the love of God. In a spiritual sense. And so out of the blue, Soledad O'Brien, CNN, they contacted me. They wanted to interview me about ministering to specifically girls who are struggling with their self-image, struggling with cutting, struggling with depression. And my whole mission of ministry came out of this experience.
Right.
So we knew we needed to, with the interview coming out with Latino in America, we knew we needed to get another album that could really coincide with this new direction in the ministry. And Set the World on Fire was born from that. Set the World on Fire is based on St. Catherine of Siena's quote, "When you are who you are called to be, you will set the world ablaze." And that's the focus of that album. So it's taking the music from where God meets us where we are to now you go out and you set the world on fire.
Oh, fantastic, fantastic. My guest is Noel Garcia. Both the CDs, Meet Me Where I Am and Set the World on Fire, can be obtained from iTunes, Amazon Music, and at WLPmusic.com, as well as VoicesIsOne.com. Thank you, Noel, for being with me today.
Thank you.
You're listening to the World Library Podcast.
Meet me where I am. My heart is in your hands. You are my life force.
My next guest comes from halfway around the world. Andrew Chin is an Australian musician who has been in full-time music ministry with elementary children since 2003. Prior to this, Andrew was a full-time elementary teacher for 20 years in Catholic schools in Sydney, teaching all grades, including 2 years in kindergarten. His best-known songs are These Hands, Rainbow, and An African Blessing. Andrew has released 8 CDs of catechetical and liturgical music for children. Here's my conversation with Andrew Chin.
And welcome back to the World Library Podcast. With me is my special guest, all the way from Australia, Andrew Chin. Andrew, it's great to see you.
Good to see you too, Larry. Yeah.
Andrew has been writing children's music. So how long have you been doing that for World Library?
Well, for World Library since 2013, but I've been doing it. I wrote my first children's song in 93. I was still teaching then. I taught for 20 years and then went full-time ministry 2003.
And it's right, you taught kindergarten, right?
I taught kindergarten for 2 years.
Wow, you know that in this country there aren't very many male kindergarten teachers.
And where I was teaching there wasn't many either. But it's a big change culturally with that in Australia, that in most schools you'll see the males spread out across the grades so that kids of all age are getting good role modelling of males and their role in the classroom, and the general role modelling is being males. Yeah.
And so when did you start your ministry?
Well, look, I was always involved in my parish doing music, you know, once or twice per weekend. And then the critical thing for us as a family is we lost a daughter in 2000, and she and I did a lot of music together. And then there was this realization that life on earth is but once, so do what you're called to do. So my wife and I together made a plan to back off on the teaching. We actually moved out of Sydney so we'd have a small mortgage, and that allowed us to fund and get the ministry underway. So sort of started with a first recording 2002, and then stepped out 2003. But if you're a teacher, you've always got that little backup behind you that if you need to go back to the classroom. But after 6 months, it was going really, really well, and now it just flourishes, and it's harder to manage the no's than the yes's, so that's really good.
Well, tell us a little about your latest project.
I've got a new CD out. It's called Welcome to All. I try to do a balance. I write some liturgical songs. I've recorded an Irish blessing written by a friend in New Zealand and an African blessing, but I wanted to write an Australian blessing, so it's got one of those on it, unique to our country. 2 songs for little kids, and one I wrote for the Year of Mercy, but it's a general mission song called We Are God's Hands. And I think it's kind of an interesting launch time, a CD called Welcome to All in this current world climate as well. So there's a bit of irony there, I suppose.
Oh, fantastic. My guest is Andrew Chin. You can get all of his music at WLPmusic.com. Thank you, Andrew, for talking with me today.
Thanks very much, Larry.
And that is our podcast. You're listening to World Library Podcast, the official podcast of World Library Publications. Please join us next year at the Los Angeles Religious Education Conference in Anaheim, California, March 16th to the 18th, 2018. We will be there.
Thanks to our Vice President and Chief Publishing Officer, Jerry Gallipo, for helping make this possible. Also, to thank you to our Marketing Director, Jennifer Odegaard, our Director of Publications, Mary Beth Kundi Anderson, our Rights and Permissions Manager, Michelle Von Ebers, our Production Manager, Deb Johnston, and our Customer Care Manager, Raquel Hernandez. We also send a special thank you to the owner of J.S. Pollock, Mary Lou Pollock Rafferty. Albums by Danielle Rose, Lorraine Hess, Noel Garcia, and Andrew Chin can all be purchased at WLPmusic.com and can also be found on iTunes and Amazon Music or by calling our customer care line at 1-800-566-6150. This podcast is copyright 2017 by World Library Publications and all rights are reserved. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I am Larry Van Mersbergen for WLP. Join us for episode 4, entitled An American Icon in the Vault, a very special episode where we have an interview with a person that takes us back 60 years. So stay tuned. We're going to go out today with These Hands by Andrew Chin.